Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, earlier this month, the European Union published the list of U.S. products that'll face a higher tariff in response to the WTO's ruling on October 26 in the Airbus and Boeing case that allows the EU to place $4 billion per year of counter tariffs on a lot of U.S. products. Now, for pulse growers, the EU is a very important market for U.S. lentils, chickpeas, and dry beans. The USA Dry Pea and Lentil Council's CEO Tim McGreevy told me recently that the coalition filed a case with the EU DG of Trade arguing that the EU was substantially dependent on U.S. lentils and chickpeas, and he says this effort contributed to keeping lentils and chickpeas off of that list.
We have been working furiously as an organization to try to get us off that list. That's unfortunately, the dry bean industry still faces a 25% tariff on all their products imported into the European Union from the U.S., but peas, lentils, and chickpeas will not have the tariff at this time. We weren't on a list, and boy, you don't want to be on that list.
As for the European Union's tariffs on all other U.S. goods, well, they went into effect on November the 10th. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.